The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
We have a friend of ours hanging on the phone, Mr. Stan Boardman. Good morning.
Hi, Kev. How are you doing, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm in London. Just been on some radio station and that. This record's going balmy down here.
Is it?
All the cockies are singing. I can't believe it. They're all going, where's Hayden?
Where's Hayden?
Yeah. And what we're doing, on the CD's out in the shops down here in Woolies and in HMV and also in Liverpool. So I've just been in there and it's all displayed out. Just can't believe the bloody record's going bloody bananas.
It's mad, isn't it? Because this kind of started off as a bit of a joke and I don't think you or any of us realised how big it would go.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And tomorrow at 5 o'clock I'm in Church Street. We're going to be singing it in the streets by HMV. I've got Paul McCoy, you know Paul McCoy, who's helped me with the record and all that, and Jeff Hill. They're going to be backing singers, so we're going to, and he's bringing along his piano.
Is he?
And we're going to do it outside HMV at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and then in Woolworths in Birkenhead at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, so the song is now out in the shops, isn't it, to buy?
It's in the shop, yeah, and I've told them to put it by the door.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
We've got no money, you can nick them.
Oh, dear.
I think one of the things that I'm slightly worried, I told you about this in the living room a while ago, of the things I'm slightly worried for you is that if it gets to the stage where you go on Top of the Pops, I'm worried about your miming.
Well, don't worry about me miming, because everybody's the same. I was watching Top of the Pops, and they all mime.
Yeah, no, but when we were out the other week, you were singing it, we were out in a bar, and you were singing it on the microphone, but then what it is as you're, you were miming's okay, but you just make it look like you're miming, because you were miming, then you spotted someone in the crowd, and you were saying, you're all right, but you were still singing. So I suggest you get, a big moustache so we can't see your lips or something.
I haven't got the technique yet, because I'm not a singer, am I? I'm a bloody comedian,
Okay. Right.
But imagine also, if we sell about 10,000 records with this week, I'll be in the top 20, and I'll be on Top of the Pops. Would you think the establishment will have me on there with my German uniform and my German helmet? Because this 40 lads from Eton said they won't be fighting.
All right, well, are you going to try and pop in one day this week?
As bows and tags. Yeah, I will do. Well, definitely, yeah. So I'll come in any time you want, mate. You know, mate, I'll need around the corner. I'll be there.
Okay, we'll try and get in one day this week. But just to remind everyone, you're going to be at Church Street tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
5, outside HMV.
That's right, yeah.
And then on Saturday in Birkenhead at 2 o'clock.
In Woolies.
Outside.
You've got a piano. Hope the police don't shift us.
Right, okay.
And listen, why don't you come down at 5 o'clock HMV and then we're going to have a bevy. We go down to the above and below.
Oh, well, that'd be great. I can just hear my boss starting to panic right now. Because you and I are always the last men standing whenever we go out.
You're right, bloody. The last time he fell over me in the news bar.
I know. We end up falling over each other.
Fantastic. Yeah, but when you fall over, it registers 6 on the Richter scale.
I like it. All right, fella. Well, look, we'll have you on the show one day this week. Good luck tomorrow in Church Street and also on Saturday in Birkenhead. Good luck with the song, mate.
Thanks very much. See you next week. Anyway, I'm in London. This cop is asking me for my autograph.
All right. I'll see you soon, Stan.
Okay, mate.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
The Kev Seed Podcast.
And now it's time for The Weather Kid.
The Weather Kid is here. He's from Knotty Ash this morning. His name is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
How old are you, Jack?
6.
Do you have a wife?
No.
What do you have?
Nothing. I told you she dumped me ages ago.
Oh, this is Jack who got dumped. Blummin' hell, just tell me again, why did you get dumped?
Because I just went around to her and she dumped me.
So you just went round there and she said, Jack, you're dumped.
Yeah.
How long were you going out with her?
Don't know.
You don't know. So do you miss her?
Yeah.
Oh. So you haven't got a new girlfriend then?
Mm-mm.
Where did you meet her?
School.
You met her at school. Well, there must be other nice girls at school.
They're all little for me.
They're all little ones.
Yeah.
Well, size isn't everything, Jack. Do you know? Some of those little ones might be really nice girls. Just keep looking. In fact, one day something will happen. You'll get yourself a new girlfriend and everything will be happy.
Okay.
Yeah? Just trust me, Jack. When you least expect it, one will come out the woodwork. Just trust me.
Always the way.
It's like waiting for a bus sometimes, I've heard. Anyway, Jack, in Naughty Ash, you're our first weather kid this morning. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah. So let's give it up from Jack to Jack from Naughty Ash this morning. Hey. Okay, Jack, tell us what the weather's going to be like today.
Bright stars with sunshine to come. One or two patches of cloud, but it will be a fine, dry day. Up to 15 Celsius.
Yay! Tell you what, Jack. You're going to have the rest of the weather people in this country quaking in their stilettos. You did really well there. Are you happy with your performance?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you've done that, now that you're the first weather kid, you can have loads of girls saying, there's that weather kid there. And they'll all be wanting to come over and give you a big snog. Will that be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Jack, thanks a lot for coming on and have a nice day today.
Yes.
All right, we're going to... Yes?
Can I tell you the joke?
Yes, of course you can.
Where do the bees go when they're not feeling well?
Did you say bees?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. I don't know. Where do bees go when they're not feeling too well?
Hospital.
Yay! Well done, Jack. You've got yourself a certificate from the Kev Seat Breakfast Show to put up in your bedroom or in your class or wherever you want to shove it. All right, Jack?
Can I say hello to someone?
What I love about you, it takes an hour for us to learn to say goodbye. You can say hello to whoever you like, Jack.
Can I say hello to Anne? I'm Benji. I'm me mum, me dad, and me cousin Natalie.
Of course. Is that it?
Yeah.
Are we saying goodbye now, Jack?
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye, Jack. Have a nice day today, mate. Hope you find yourself a new girlfriend soon, all right?
Okay.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Kev Seat Breakfast Show Podcast.
Oompa, loompa, doobity-doo. Seat's got a big bar of chocolate for you. Oompa, loompa, doobity-dee. If you are good, then you might win three.
Right. See what we've done there? Kit Kat are doing this thing where they're giving away these golden tickets to get in the Big Brother house. We have bought boxes and boxes of them to give away. Because it'd be great if we got one of our listeners in the Radio City and the Big Brother house from Radio City. Dino is out and about. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Kevin.
Oh, hang on. Just bear with me one moment. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just come away from the microphone a little bit or take it out your mouth.
I got a bit overexcited, Kevin.
That's all right.
I'm on.
Oh, hang on. I think we should swap over. We'll use the... can you use the phone, Dino? We'll go over to the phone.
I can use the phone now, mate. I'm ready to go.
Right, there you are. That's better. Oh, before
okay,
we go anywhere,
I'm on the phone. I'm on the corner of St. Oswald Street and Edge Lane, and I've got in my possession a massive bag of Kit Kats. Okay, now, Kevin, as you know, some Kit Kats around the country have got golden tickets in them at the moment.
That's right.
Which might get you into the Big Brother house. So we thought this morning that we would hand out Kit Kats and hopefully one of them will have a golden ticket in.
Yep.
And therefore, maybe someone from Merseyside will get in the Big Brother house.
Just exactly like they did in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Absolutely. So what it's going to be is it's the same rules apply that we did for the Easter giveaway. Toot your horn if you want a Kit Kat. If you want to get in the Big Brother house, then get on your horn. And the game will start when the lights turn red. And the lights have just turned red. Kevin, it's an old straight. Touch your horn if you want to get in the Big Brother house. All right, there, Wom. Hello, mate. How are you? Quick, open it up and tell me if you got a golden ticket. What's your name?
Kevin Anderson.
No golden ticket, Kevin. See you, mate. Open up your Kit Kat and good luck if you've got a golden ticket. Then you be sure to scream, howdy, mate. Oh, dear, I've got your Kit Kat. There you are. There's one for the both of you. Good luck with the golden ticket. Hello there, love. What's your name?
Becky.
Becky, nice to meet you. I'm Dino. Open up your Kit Kat and tell us if you've got a golden ticket in there.
We can't do it.
Quick, you can do it here. Give me that. I'll open it for you. Oh, brilliant. No, no golden ticket, but enjoy your Kit Kat anyway. Toot your horn if you want a ticket. There you are. Good luck. Hello, mate, boy. Oh, dear me, the lights have just changed on the road here. Oh, dear me.
Are you giving away four fingers or chunky ones?
I'm giving away four fingers, Kevin.
Righto.
Oh, dear me, I got rid of a lot of Kit Kats there.
Well done. Is that the end of the game?
Hello to the guys in the big truck that have just pulled up beside us. Yeah, that is the end of the game, Kevin. I don't know if we had any golden tickets this morning. However, there's plenty more chances to win as the morning goes on.
If I were you, I'd stay there for another 5 minutes and give away some more of those Kit Kats. We've got loads.
Okay, toot your horn if you want a Kit Kat. There you are, mate. There's three of them for you guys. Have a good day. Toot your horn if you want a Kit Kat. And good luck getting into a Big Brother house.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Yesterday we announced it was the anniversary of the bra.
It was, yes. The Wonder Bra.
Invented, well, any bra, really.
True.
And morning to you if you're putting yours on right now, or even taking it off, depending. It kind of reminded me, I was thinking about this yesterday, we didn't get time to mention it. It reminded me of many years ago when I went to buy some underwear for a female friend.
Okay.
And us fellas are pretty embarrassed about doing stuff like that. I'm better now, but it is.
You've gotten used to it now.
Yeah, but it's not the greatest thing that us fellas like to do.
Bit uncomfortable for you.
Yes. And I remember this time I walked into one of the big department stores in City Centre, Liverpool, and said, "Look, I'm looking for a bra." She said, "Have you thought about going on a diet?" Yeah. I said, "It's not for me."
Nice
right,
one.
It's for a female friend. So anyway, I'm just dead embarrassed. Anyway, I said, "What, looking for a bra, blah, blah, blah." So she said, "What type?" So I was like, "Oh my God, never even thought about that." I said, "Well, what, I don't know, what type have you got?" She said, "Well, look, have a little look around." She said, there's all different shapes and sizes here.
Cut
I said,
sizes.
"Right." I said, "Well, I haven't got a clue." She said, "Well, what, really?" She said, the general rule of thumb is that there are four types of bra. So I said, "Right. Well, what are they then?" She said, "Well, there's the Catholic bra."
Okay.
Right. I said, "Cool." I said, "What are the other three?" She said, "Well, there's the Salvation Army bra." I said, "Right." She said, "There's the Presbyterian and the Baptist types." So I was like, "Sure, which one do you want?" I said, "Well..." And I couldn't, you know, we're going back a few years ago now. I didn't have a mobile phone to phone anyone. So I was like, I don't know. I said, "Well, what, you've got Catholic, Salvation Army, Presbyterian and Baptist type." I said, well, what's the difference? She said, "Well, it's dead simple. She said, the Catholic type supports the masses."
Okay.
I said, "Right." Yes. She said, "The Salvation Army, that type lifts the fallen." I said, "All right, it's all making sense now." I said, "What about the Presbyterian type?" "So, well, that keeps them staunch and upright." I said, "I get you." I said, "What about the Baptist?" She said, "Well, the Baptist one makes mountains out of molehills." I said, "Right.
I'll take that one.
That's the ticket for me," I said. So there we go. Never again.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.